Good morning, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on patient James Floyd. This goes to Matthew Lucas, FNP. On 4/5/22, Mr. Floyd performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/23/21, there's been no significant change, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. In paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Rao, R-O-W-E. This goes to the VA. On 4/5/22, Mr. Rao performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/24/21, there's been no significant change, period. To paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Monica Mobley, M-O-B-L-E-Y. This goes to Debbie Varnum, NP. On 4/5/22, Mrs. Mobley performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 381 meters in 5 minutes and 34 seconds, she stopped due to leg pain, period. At that time, her O2 saturation was 96%, period. In paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, and exercise may have been affected by her pain. Next, six-minute walk test on James Watts. This goes to the VA, maybe Waltz, W-A-L-T-S. On 4/4/22, Mr. Waltz performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulation, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 416 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/7/20, there's been slight deterioration in exercise tolerance, period. In paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next was a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Lillian Gore. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 4/5/22, Mrs. Gore performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity noted, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Price. This goes to Dr. David Schmitz. On 4/5/22, Mrs. Price performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 11/23/21, there's been no significant change. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change, period. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Philip Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 4/5/22, Mr. Dalton performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study did at 9/28/21, there's been improvement period of paragraph impression, mild reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma, showing improvement period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ann Douglas. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 4/5/22, Mrs. Douglas performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/23/18, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression. Mild restriction without significant airways obstruction, showing no progression and no bronchial reactivity. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Maybritt, Maybritt, Wall, Wahl. On 4/5/22, Mrs. Wahl performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/1/21, there's been no change, period, to paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Easton, EASTIN. This goes to the VA on 4/5/22. Mr. Easton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. In paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, six-minute walk test on Martha Hartley, Hartley. This goes to Dr. Alex Newsom. On 4/5/22, Mrs. Hartley performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking only 18 meters in seconds, she was unable to continue due to shortness of breath, period. At that time, her saturation was 96%, period of paragraph impression, a severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.